And joining me in the studio is Chris Booth from CHAPS. And we're going to be talking about a free health check, which is on the 19th of May at Southend United. So good morning to you, Chris. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Michelle.
Nice to meet you. So what is CHAPS and how did you get involved? What is your role?
Well, CHAPS is a men's health charity which was founded in Colchester in 2000. And initially we were very much a prostate cancer charity, but in recent years we've spread our wings and we really now look after all men's health issues. And our objective is to be an independent and authoritative advocate for men's health problems, because men have all sorts of problems. They're not good at reporting symptoms and they get illness and premature death at, I think, unacceptably high rates, certainly much more than women.
Now, there has been, you were saying about prostate cancer, there has been actually quite a lot of success with the treatment of prostate cancer, because it's, the profile of it has been raised, hasn't it? And it was one of those diseases that was kind of kept a little bit. We've got breast cancer, where women are always talking about breast cancer and the advances. With prostate cancer, it has actually, more people are surviving prostate cancer than they would have done probably 10 years ago, because more people are talking about it.
That is true. There are lots of parallels between prostate cancer and breast cancer, but the big, big discrepancy to my mind is the fact that there is a well-organized screening program for breast cancer, but there is no screening program for prostate cancer.
Yeah.
Now, there have been a number of reasons for this, which historically I think made reasonable sense. But given that there are nearly 11,000 men dying of prostate cancer every year and about 40,000 new diagnoses every year in the UK, these are figures that are not far short of breast cancer, but there's no screening program.
Yep.
We think there should be, because there is enough evidence now showing that if you are in a screening program, then you can cut your risk of dying from prostate cancer by 50%. Those are the best European figures from well-conducted trials, and I think we should be aspiring to the same services for men in the UK.
Now, what is it about men? That was just a general term. What is it about men? Women, I think, I don't know what it is with women. We go to the doctors, we get headache, we will go if we get a pain. But yeah, if we've got partners or, you know, sons or cousins, whatever, grandfathers, it's really difficult to get men to actually go to the doctor with any problem. And I'm not say that as a generalisation, but in general, it is true. Men are just not they're just not as out there to go to the doctors as women.
You're absolutely right. I think there's a number of reasons, but a lot of it is due to sort of male culture and attitude. I mean, we are immortal, aren't we? Until something goes wrong, and that's the trouble.
Yeah.
Working men, in particular, don't have access to GPs at the same sort of time that the women do. The NHS is set up and geared, I think, more for women and child rearing, not particularly for men. As I say, we are slow to report symptoms. And there are lots of red flag symptoms that we sit upon and don't report early.
Now, the early detection is paramount. What symptoms should men be aware of? And don't forget, when you're listening to this, because sometimes you think, oh, I've got that, and it's dreadful. Never go on the internet, actually, to look up any diseases, because they all relate to cancer. All of them do. But you can still have all the things, symptoms you will tell us that they can be loads of different things. And sometimes they can be quite serious, but it's if you report things early enough, especially one of my friends sadly passed away in January from bladder cancer. And one of the first signs of bladder cancer is blood in the urine.
Exactly.
And I thought that it would happen all the time, but it doesn't have to. You can just have it happen. I didn't realise it can just happen the once or twice. And then subsequently you just carry on as normal and don't think anything of it. So it's little things like that.
That's right. I mean, bladder cancer is a good example. You can have a bleed and then not bleed again for months and months and months, by which time the cancer may have gone from superficial and easily curable to invasive, and then you're into radical surgery, etc. Yeah. And people do die of bladder cancer, 4,000 or 5,000 deaths a year.
Yeah. Tell us about some of the other symptoms men in particular should be aware of.
That's a long question.
Yep.
But to generalize, if you see blood coming out of anywhere, out of your nose, out of your mouth, coughing it up, in your wee, in your poo, then always go and get checked out.
Yep.
If you have symptoms such as a bad cough or a pain, and if it lasts more than 2 or 3 weeks, get it checked. They're generalizations, but those are probably the two main things I would say. Any blood anywhere, get it checked. Anything that persists, get it checked.
Now, you've got the free health check, free health care check on the 19th of May at Southend United. What time does it, I was going to say kick off, actually.
Well, I always say kick off, yeah. We kick off at 10 o'clock. We'll start registering people from earlier than that, certainly from 9:30. But yeah, we kick off at 10, and it's open from 10 till 4. We have an exhibition of various health-related stands, but the main tests that we're offering are aortic aneurysm screening.
Yep.
That kills about 6,000 men a year. It's the main blood vessel that runs down the back of the abdomen, supplying blood to the whole of the torso and limbs. And the aorta swells up gradually. It's a silent process, and then it suddenly can burst. So that's a very simple ultrasound scan to pick that up. And incidentally, we often pick up other things as we are scanning, such as kidney tumors in the past. We're providing cardiovascular risk assessment. This is working out your risk of having a heart attack or stroke within the next 10 years. And if you are at risk, then we would recommend you see your GP, get your cholesterol sorted out or whatever. And we do prostate cancer screening. By screening means looking for disease when you don't have symptoms. If you've already developed urinary symptoms, it's probably because your prostate gland is growing benignly and harmlessly. But of course, a proportion of men have cancer. And if you wait until you get symptoms from cancer, then it's usually advanced. So screening means looking before you even develop any symptoms. And it's suitable for men from about 45 up to 75.
Right. Also, you've got a men's health passport and health booklet. Can people actually download those? Is there a website they can go to?
Yes. Our website is www.chaps.uk.com. And there is a men's health booklet and a passport which is downloadable. And in the passport in particular, it gives a synopsis of red flag symptoms. These are the ones that you really should take note of and go and see your GP. And it has the cardiovascular risk assessment in it. So when you come to the health check, get it filled in. And if it's abnormal, obviously, see your GP.
Well, thank you very much for coming in, Chris. Don't forget, that's Chris Booth from CHAPS. You can find out more, all the W's, chaps.uk.com. And don't forget, if you want to go along for your free healthcare check, it's on the 19th of May at Southend United. It starts at 10, but you can get in at 9 o'clock to get yourself registered. And don't forget, it's completely free. Go in, got any symptoms, any problems, you've got people there to talk to and also do the tests that you mentioned earlier. And if you go to the website, you can download the booklet and have a look at the red flag symptoms as well, ones to watch out for.
I should also mention that we're checking moles as well. So if you've got any funny moles that could be skin cancer, we're checking those too.
Excellent. Okay, so if you're out there, men, which I know you are listening, get down there on the 19th of May. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Michelle. It's
nice
been a pleasure.
Meet you. Thank you very much. Right, 10:42, here's the Pet Shop Boys with Culture.